Sinead ní Uachán, chun is rátú.
Come on, Ray, chun is tán tú hain.
Come on, have you ever danced at the crossroads anywhere, ever?
No, I don't think so. No. I did do set dancing there not so long ago at home in West Kerry. Yeah, I went to a class. It was class. Really good fun.
So that's the Siege of Ennis and all that sort of thing, is it?
There's a certain set in West Kerry called the West Kerry Set.
Oh, right. It's very original. How did they come up with that name?
But I'll tell you something. I sweated.
Yes.
Bullets. Oh, my God. I was drenched afterwards.
It's a workout, isn't it? It's a workout.
And yeah. You don't even realise it's a workout because you're enjoying it as well, and the music and the company and the steps. You know, when you manage to get the steps right, there's that sense of achievement.
Mm. And you don't have to wear certain types of shoes, do you, for set dancing?
No, not at all. But if you do have one with a little bit of a heel that can make a nice little sound when you batter the floor, it's quite nice.
It's quite nice, yeah. The West Kerry Set. Now, that's the
West Kerry Set.
Now, more exercise on your horizon. Go on, talk to us.
Go on. Well, do you know what? I was looking forward to this conversation, but for the past maybe half an hour or so, I've kind of got a bit of a feeling in my stomach, a nervous feeling, because I've decided that it's time to change things up, to shake it up, as Taylor Swift said. I'm relatively fit, but I'm not as fit as I would like to be. And it's kind of been weighing on my mind a little bit for the past while. You know, when you see yourself in photographs and you think, oh, that's what I look like, you know?
Mm.
And also, maybe when I reach the top of the stairs, that I'm a little bit out of breath and that I haven't been like that in the past. And you know, when you know that there has been a change to your body or change in your mind, it stands out and you kind of can't move past it, because then you become consumed thinking about that change and, oh, I used to be able to do this and now I'm not. So I used to go to the gym and I'd hop on the treadmill for about an hour and walk for the entire hour, and that was grand. And then I kind of fell out with the gym. I'd go for a certain period of time and I'd go maybe 3 nights a week for a good few months and try my best. But it's been, I'd say, a good few months since I got into that way.
You've drifted.
I've drifted. Yeah. And I think it's because the evenings are nice. They're bright. I feel like I shouldn't be locking myself up in a room, that I should be outdoors, that I should be at one with nature. Now, I don't know if that's just an excuse, because now that I'm thinking back, I mean, there were winter months when I didn't go to the gym as well. Maybe I'm just lazy. I don't think I'm lazy, but I think I need a kick. I think I need a kick in the form of some sort of a goal.
Right.
Some sort of a
You've come
challenge.
To the right place. Ta-da!
Because
it just happens in 4 weeks' time. We're hitting the road and we're bringing Run With Ray, our 5K series, I suppose not series, but five 5K runs, Donegal, Sligo, Mullingar, Avondale in Wicklow and Clondalkin in Dublin. And you are welcome to some, if not all of those, Sinead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying, it's interesting, because I know you probably heard me say it because you listen every day attentively. But no, it's that it is good, because we're offering people a goal, a target, something, you know. And a lot of people are like you. They've drifted away, or they've notionally thought, that'd be a good idea. Never got around to doing it. And we always thought with the 5Ks that it gives people something to aim towards, and that's mm-hmm. that's what it is. So you're up for it. I'm interested to know about the butterflies in the stomach. Is it about the commitment or what?
Well, I think it's about the commitment, and I think it's about saying it on live radio, because I often set myself goals or challenges, but I keep them private, because if I don't manage to make it to the finish line, I don't have to, you know, I haven't failed, and people don't know that I haven't failed, because it's private and I keep it to myself. But I'm saying this out loud, so I think that that's a good thing in a way, because I will have to commit and I will have to keep going, because I won't want to let myself down.
Yeah, but it's for you. It's not for anybody else.
absolutely. And I have to think of that as well when I'm doing it. Yeah. But you know yourself as well, I'm a little bit stubborn. If I've said it
I'm delighted you're doing this. I'm delighted you're doing this. You know, because I have a bad name for running. You know what I mean? I have a bad name. Oh, yeah, it's easy for you. So people have probably got bored me talking about running and they don't even listen anymore. So I am delighted that you are doing it because you can talk us through what it is to start from scratch and everything that goes with it.
Yeah, everything that does go with it, and that feeling even today of the nervousness in the stomach, knowing that I'm going to meet Mary Jennings later and that she's going to maybe set a goal for me. Just even having a goal, or, you know, people are busy and we're all too busy. And I know that that's an excuse sometimes we make for not doing the important things in life. But even, you know, setting time to one side to do this, but you do have to prioritize. And I think it is important. I want to be fitter.
If you don't feel better at the end of this, I'll give your money back. whatever.
Okay. I pretend now.
So you're invested in this. So when you were out and about this morning asking questions, there was more of you in it than normal.
There was, yeah. And I wanted to figure out, you know, do people go out running? Do they run outdoors? Do they run in the gym? And also if they had any advice for me. So I met a lovely lady from Idaho. Her name was Karen.
We run outdoors. We live near a really nice system of trails in the foothills, and so we usually run on the trails. It's just good to be outside. I would say get some really good shoes, get some good advice, go somewhere to a running shoe store and get some good shoes that fit you well, and start off slow and set small goals and just really enjoy it.
That's sound advice from Karen, isn't it?
I think so too. Small goals, build it up. You know, like, I'm not going to come on here saying that I'm going to do a marathon in November. Or am I?
Well, I was just thinking, like, if you get to the 5Ks, and maybe this time next year, you could be looking forward to the women's mini marathon, which is happening this Sunday. You know, this year, you could be looking forward to it next year.
Because people say as well, and I'd say that you would agree, it's like a bug. Once you start, you get so into it that you want to continue doing it.
Yeah, not everybody, but some people. Yeah, I've met loads of people, and if you can do one 5K, it means you can do another 5K, and that could be it. And a lot of people just say, that's it, that's my thing, I'll do a 5K every so often. Other people then get the bug, as you say, and work their way up, and before you know it, they're doing marathons. Now, what about Charlotte? What has she got to say for herself?
Yeah, well, she runs in the gym, so she wouldn't be maybe a fan of outdoor running, but she likes to do it in the gym.
I do sometimes, just in the gym and bits like that. Nothing like serious. I'm not training for any marathons, but I think it's good for my head. I think a lot of young people my age, it's kind of like going to the gym just for your mental health and stuff like that is good. So running kind of just takes your mind off thing and you just kind of have to focus on that one thing. I mean, when I started, like, I don't even run that much, but like when I started, like, you can't even run for a minute without feeling like you're going to pass out. But I think just starting slow and just kind of building your way up and always having some good music, a good playlist on, keeps you going. Definitely a lot of pop, a lot of like Ariana Grande and Charlie XCX and all them. So probably showing my age now, but yeah.
Very young, obviously.
I have to work on the playlist as well.
Yeah. Usually when people say I'll probably show my age, it refers to, you know, I'm you know, the other side. She was referring to the other side of 20, as in the right side of 20. Yeah, but that's good to hear that, you know, that when you start off, because I think people sometimes don't get beyond that. They find it so difficult that they just give up on it. So it's good to hear Charlotte's experience. And running isn't for everybody.
No, it certainly isn't. And Geraldine doesn't like to run, but she does like to walk.
I don't run. I walk. I can barely walk. I walked in from Ballyfermot. And I'll do a bit of walking around town, do about 10 to 12K a day. I think it's great for the head, it's great for the mind, and there's the benefits for toning you up and all that. If you watch your food, then it is a great benefit. I'm not too good at that, I like my chocolate. But it's a great way of releasing tension and just enjoying the scenery when you're gone, staying in the moment, just looking at the gardens and the houses and the buildings. It's lovely.
That's a good bit of walking.
A good bit of walking from Ballyfermot. I met her just off Capel Street, so she had come a long way.
Yeah. Did I detect an American accent in there somewhere?
You certainly did. She spent, I think, 12 years living in the United States of America, but she's moved home in the past few years. So, okay. Yeah, she did have a nice little twang, didn't she? Like, kind of American.
Yeah. You met a real runner next.
Yeah. I wasn't very intimidated, though, so that's a good sign. His name was James.
I run about 3 times a week, usually about 5 kilometres. I used to be in a school club doing cross-country, but I also did 200 metres. When I was a teenager, about 16, I managed to clock 17.8, which is one of the fastest representing in Ireland, but it wasn't official.
Oh, no.
Yeah, basically there was a high wind behind me, so it was never clocked as being official. I'm only getting back into the running again in the last year because I ruptured my Achilles tendon, so I'm just basically getting back in the swing of things again.
So he had an Achilles injury. So he, the hill and the wind, that's why he wasn't never clocked.
What
as official.
A shame, yeah. What a shame. But I did ask him if he had any advice for me.
If you're starting out, the best thing is find your local running club. There's a lot of people doing it these days. 3 of the guys in my club, they're well in their late 80s. There's a married couple who are both in their 70s and only started last year, and they took part in the Drogheda 10K fun run. So it's a great way to meet people who have a self-interest in keeping fit. So get out there, run, find people who have self-interest like yourself, and have fun.
Man, James, there you go.
Like myself.
that's good advice, isn't it?
It is.
And it's never too late. It's never too late either.
Yeah, everyone was so positive. Everyone that I spoke to said, you know, keep going, just little baby steps and bit by bit. So that did inspire me a bit.
Okay, so you're hooking up with Mary Jennings, who is a mm-hmm. running expert, and she's going to literally put you through your paces. Is that it?
I think so.
Right, okay.
I hope so, yeah. I do need that push, and I think that the push is coming in the form of Mary, because Mary is an expert. She knows what she's on about. She'll be able to help me out with all those questions that came about when I did the Vox Pops earlier. What shoes I'm to wear? What kind of ground am I to run on? How do I take it in baby steps? Like, what is step one, and what is the finish line as well? What's
great.
My goal?
Great. Okay, so you'll probably be sweating and out of breath when we talk to you next, just before 4 o'clock. For the moment, Sinead, thank you very much. Thanks, Sinead.
Grealous.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Bye. Slán. Therese has been on just listening to you talk about the run with Ray 5K. My very first run was with you. Couldn't breathe after it. I thought I was going to die, literally. I got the running bug, though. Fast forward to Sunday just gone, I ran the Edinburgh Marathon and got a PB, that's a personal best, of 3 hours, 10 minutes, 18 seconds. Wow, look at you. And was the 24th woman home. I highly recommend it to everyone to start. You never know where it leads, says Teresa. Do you hear that, Sinead and Eulacon?
I certainly do. Wise words there from Teresa.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm feeling good.
Are
I
you?
Have to say.
Great.
Yeah.
Go on. What
I'm
has happened?
I'm up in UCD. I met Mary, had a little bit of a warm up, walked for a bit. She gave me some hints and tips, made sure that my laces were tied correctly. She's by my side now, and we did a few laps. And I have to say that I survived. And I don't mean to say that. I know that sounds a bit dramatic, but I did survive, and I got on well,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't feel like I was under pressure, and I didn't feel like I was under a watchful eye either. So
yeah.
I think this is a very, very positive start.
Great.
So far. What's next? What did Brendan Behan say?
I'm delighted to hear, because I'm invested in, I'm completely invested in this, Sinead, you know, and I feel a responsibility, because I don't want you to be doing anything that you feel uncomfortable with. So
yeah.
I'm delighted that went, you survived that.
So far, so good, so good. Anyway.
So you're there with Mary Jennings. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, good to talk to you. So you're up there out in the fresh air. We thought because the weather was so good that we wouldn't bring you into the studio. So although you are coming in the studio later on for the podcast, more about that and on.
Oh, yeah. You know me, Ray. I'll be outside when I can.
Yeah.
Some places here in UCD we never knew were here.
There you
little,
go.
Rose gardens and all sorts. So,
it's
amazing when you look sideways what you can find.
Now, so tell us about Sinead and pretend she's not listening. No.
Well, do you know what? She's great. First thing, she's got the right attitude. Which is just let's give it a go, do you know? And what I said when I met her there was like, look, our success is keeping going for the month of June. It's not about performance, speed, anything. If you can get out the door 3 times for the month, every week for the month of June, whatever happens on the big week doesn't really matter. That's just the icing on the cake. But you'll have you know, got back into your running again, found the bug for it again, and found the routine, and hopefully started enjoying it again, which is really the aim for the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, Sinead was saying that she survived it. You put it through her paces. Can you tell much? Because I know you run courses and people are arriving at various stages. Some of them, a bit like Sinead, who haven't done it in a long time, want to get back into it. So can you spot where she's at?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'll tell you straight exactly what we did. We warmed up a little bit with a walk, and I said, keep your warm-ups easy now at the start. We'll just walk for a few minutes, have a chat, see how you're feeling, any aches and pains, see how your body is, and then let's move into a very gradual, slow run-walk alternate. So I explained to Sinead that, you know, to avoid you clock-watching the whole time, there's, you know, free apps you can get. Generally, they're called something like interval timer or timer interval. They're all the same, but you can program it to beep every minute. So what I do is with Sinead is that, okay, I said, just we'll jog slowly here, and we were in this lovely little trail here, and I said, you go ahead of me there, nice and slow, don't go fast, keep talking, and I'll tell you when the minute's over. And sure, she was still talking and the minute was over. so she didn't even want to stop. So I knew from that
talking or running.
Now talking and running, that is my key to this, because if you're talking, even to yourself, it means you're breathing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And breathing is key essential in all of this. So I knew then by looking at her that 1 minute was no bother to her and we could keep going a little bit longer. But at the same time, I don't want her to run to her limit and turn herself off it today either.
Yes.
So where I think Sinead fits in, and, you know, we started talking about the Sinead, but I'm saying it on the record here now, is you're probably a couple of weeks into a beginner's program. So I'm going to share with Sinead a beginner's program I have and give her a little homework now for this week to slot in with, maybe kind of starting with 2 minutes run, 1 minute walk. And she was doing 10 of them. That's 30 minutes. And, you know, the next one will be 3 minutes run, 2 minutes, so gradually building it up, but the goal being nothing too daunting so she doesn't put it off all week.
It's small achievable steps, isn't it?
Really, it's just making an adventure of it. That's what we were laughing more than we were running.
Great.
Both, you know.
And you're going to share that beginner's thing with us and we can share it with our listeners
can happily give you tips. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. That's the thing, most people who've run before have probably followed a plan and they actually know what they need to do. They just need to do it, and all of it is if you find yourself out of breath, I would stop and walk and go slower. Aim for less rather than more in these initial couple of weeks. And if you get a couple of good weeks of groundwork into you, then what will happen is then you can kind of build on it and build on it. And you build your confidence is actually what you build. Because if you build your confidence, the fitness will follow, you know. And if getting out the door is less hard work, then you're more likely to do it.
Because, Sinead, you were saying that you had butterflies in your stomach there. Which surprised me, I have to say.
Yeah, I feel much better, though, after meeting Mary. And even, you know, going for that little run, that I was able to continue talking and laughing and that it was something enjoyable. Now, I know that it was only a lap or two there that we've just done, so I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I did feel comfortable and I didn't feel like I was under any strain or pressure. So I suppose that what Mary has said there as well about just, you know, if you do feel like you are under a bit of pressure, stop, walk. Yeah. You know, listen to your body and listen to yourself and make...
It's the perfect time of year, isn't it? Because you know, whatever time, and I know we hear you on the radio early in the morning, so you're finished at 9 o'clock there. You've the rest of the day to yourself. No, I'm joking.
I'll be running until 5 in the evening.
But like, you know, anyway, and I heard this morning 15 hours of sunlight. That's what we're experiencing at the moment. 15 hours. If you can't set aside a half an hour out of that 15 hours to go outside and do a bit of walking or running or whatever.
And what I'm thinking as well, Ray, is, you know, if I have an errand to run or I need to go to Tesco, why not run to Tesco or to whatever supermarket I may be going to? Why don't I make it part of
you can
a
do
routine?
That. Yes, yes. Functional running. Yes,
I think, Ray, a lot of the women I know, say of my age, certainly there's a lot of people dropping kids to school and taking 30 minutes then to do something for themselves.
Yes.
Or people finishing work and doing the 30 minutes, be ready to go then before you kind of move into evening mode.
Yes.
You know, so kind of trying to find that schedule set time so that it becomes part of a routine rather than, I'll do it when I get everything else done.
Because that's hugely important. I know it sounds boring, but it's hugely important. You work it into your routine.
I think that's what you were saying about
routines,
the mornings as well.
Speaking of routines, Mary, you've to come over back to us because we're going to record a podcast after the show. So if anybody has any questions for Mary Jennings, get them into us now, ray@rte.ie, and we'll have a chat about those in our podcast, and that'll be available tomorrow morning. Sinead, Sinead, I'm delighted for you. You know, I'm really delighted for you. And Mary, thanks so much for doing that. And we'll see
no
you
problem.
About
we'll
half
see you
four.
Soon. Slán,
bye. Great, Slán. Great. Now, another quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.